natural light, natural air. Something, we should be connected to Krishna. Somehow or other, air is Krishna, light, sunlight is Krishna. Air is Krishna. Tube lights, they say the city was made by man and it's hell. And the country was made by God and it's heaven. The country is heaven, the city is hell. Men make hells. God makes heaven. Men live in hell. They want to go to heaven. Yes? The general idea is swarga prapti, Vaikuntha prapti, something prapti. Paisa prapti, patni prapti, woman prapti, man prapti. So we're trying to acquire something we don't have, rather than realizing something we do have. Everyone is trying to acquire or gain wealth. Rupees labhyate, rupee lobe, paisa lobe, lobha. But we already have the greatest wealth in our heart, Krishna. If you want Krishna, Krishna will be in your heart. If you want Ram, Ram will be in your heart. If you want Vishnu, then Vishnu will be in your heart. Krishna Icha, Krishna Ridhi Pravesh. Krishna comes in your heart. If you want Radha in your heart, then Radha will come into the heart. This is the wealth. This is the real attainment. To attain the darshan of one's Ishtadev. This is desirable. This is worth working for. This is worth attaining. All the accomplishments and all the wealth and opulence and recognition and name and fame. So we have the greatest wealth within us. Undiscovered treasure, secret treasure. Where is that Gupta Nidhi? Gupta Nidhi, secret treasure, hidden treasure. It's love. It's prema. It's right within us. The jiva is designed with love, the jiva, the conscious entity, the particle of consciousness, the jiva is made to love. Krishna expands himself for the purpose of love, not to make an empire. Or you can say Krishna expands himself and all the parts of himself he expands to create an empire of love. An empire. Empire means like whatever, you have to figure it out. It's a world, a nation, a country of love. So every living entity is meant to love God. We can love God. God is within us. As a Hanuman, he had Icha, Ram Icha. Hanuman wanted Krishna, Ram in his heart. So Ram came in his heart. Ram came in one door, and Chaturbhuj Narayan went out the back door. Inside the heart of every living entity is Chaturbhuj Narayan. Paramatma, Antaryami, Super Soul, Oversoul. You've heard the Super Soul, Paramatma, Atma Paramatma, Jiva and Bhagavan, Jivatma and Bhagavan, Anuchit, Vibhuchit. Anuchit means atomic consciousness. We are an atomic particle of independent consciousness. Independent but dependent. And God is supremely Swatantra. Vibhu, he's great, large, independent, conscious, the supreme conscious entity. We are conscious beings. We are aware of past and present. And we can anticipate or conceive of the idea of future because we're eternal. You can have an idea of past, present, and future if you're eternal particle. We've lived before, and we'll live some more, and we're living now. I am eternal. So God expanded himself, Krishna expanded himself, because the more the merrier. If you have one friend, you can have a small dance. But if you have many friends, you have a big dance. But Krishna wants to engage in a dance of love with every jiva. And so when Hanuman was expressing his desire to serve Ram and to love Ram, then the Paramatma, the Chaturbhuj Narayan, which is ordinarily residing in the heart of every jiva, in the heart of Hanuman also, the Banara, he's a Banara, Banara. Then the Super Soul said, oh, you're calling Ram, okay, it's time to go now. So then the Super Soul was replaced by Ram. So when Hanuman opened his chest, then what did you see inside? Did you see a forearm form of the Lord? Chakra, Padma, Gada? No. You saw Sitaram. For devotees, we want Krishna in our hearts, Radha in our hearts. So when Radha and Krishna come in the hearts, then we can begin our loving relationship. You can't love someone you don't have. Can you love a man that you don't have? Can you love a woman you don't have? So God must come in the heart. Radha and Krishna, they come in the heart, and then you can love them. Because we're made to love. We're made to love someone, somehow, somewhere, some way. We're meant that way. We're designed that way. We're created that way by the Supreme Lover. The Creator is not just an abode of mechanical wires and computers. The Creator is an abode of love. Prem Dham Vrindavan. Krishna is Prem Dham Sarup. Krishna is Prem Sarup, Sri Krishna. Prema Shraya Sarup, Radharani. So they come into the heart. And our love can be expressed there. Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nitya Das. Dasya Bhakti means Dasya Prem. Dasya Prem means love of God. It's a Jiva Sarup. Prem is the Sarup of the Jiva. There's no Jiva that cannot love God. It is our birthright. So how to call our Ishtadev into the heart? How to make Radha and Krishna come and live in the heart? There must be some way. There must be some means. And the means and the way is to think, desire, cry, and chant Hare Krishna. To think, I want Radha and Krishna into my heart. I desire that Radha and Krishna enter my heart. And I'm crying to Radha and Krishna, please enter my heart. Hare Radhe, Krishna Ram, please enter my heart. I want to direct my love to you. I want to love you, please. I can't love someone that's not in my heart. Is your husband in your heart? Yes, I hope so. Then you can love him, because he's in your heart. When you look in your heart, you see your husband. It should be like that. If we want to love someone, that person must be, their picture must be in our heart. Their form must be in their heart. In our heart. You can't love someone you can't see. Can you love someone you can't see? Can you love someone you don't know? No. So Radha and Krishna have to come into our hearts. We have to see them in our hearts, and then we can love them. Simple. At least it sounds that way. But unfortunately, we have a lot of other... There's a big crowd in the heart. There's a lot of Jada Log in the heart. Many, many Jada Admi, Stri Admi. So many... It's a big crowd. It's a very crowded road. It's a big jam in our heart. Heart jam. Our heart is jammed up. The roadways and pathways of our heart are jammed up. My mother is there. My mother-in-law is there. My in-laws are in my heart. My outlaws are in my heart. No outlaws? Badmash. In-laws, outlaws, it's all like this. So all these people are in my heart. And I can't find any room there to place Radha and Krishna. So we must have a clearance. We must clear the heart. The heart means the chitta. The chitta means the consciousness. Not only are a handful of people in my heart from this lifetime, mother, father, grandfather, jiju, this one, that one, mama, masi, and Bua and this and that, and there's so many names I can't even know half the names, what to speak, who they are, what they are. But all these are crowded in our heart, but that's their faces, their feelings, their exchanges are all etched. They're all carved and etched on our chitta. Plus, there's a whole backlog of all the people we knew in our last life and a lifetime before. And all these faces and all these people and all these places are jammed up on the hard drive of our consciousness. We don't have any memory. We can't move on our computer. It's too jammed up. We have to clear the files. You understand what I'm talking about? So if for us to think of Radha and Krishna, to capture Radha and Krishna in our heart, we have to do a whole lot of cleaning of our hard drive. We have to really clean it up. So Lord Chaitanya said, that's right. Really have to clean up your chitta. So how to clean the chitta? How to invite Radha and Krishna in the heart? How to see them in the heart and begin to love them in an enthusiastic way? Someone was complaining earlier that you have no enthusiasm. So then when you have a lover, you get really enthusiastic. If you don't have a lover, you cry. Where's my lover? Ooh. Where's my husband? Pati kaha. So you can be enthusiastic when you're in love. You ever see a person in love? They're very enthusiastic. So when you love God, imagine. If you love a material woman or a man, you get enthusiastic. You get excited, at least for the first few days of marriage or relationship. But when you love God, you get more and more excited because God is unlimited. Ananta rupam, ananta gunam, ananta namam. And the more you associate with God, Bhagavan, the more you see Him, the more He enters your heart and starts to fill your heart and drives everyone else out of your heart. Bhagavan is Satan, He is Swarat, He is independent, and Abhigya, He's all-knowing, omniscient, Abhigya and Swarat, independent. He is a transcendental autocrat. He is an absolute dictator. When Bhagavan moves into the heart, He conquers everybody else. Hey, out! Get out! You out, out, out! Jow, jow! Huh? Oh! 10,000 Bruce Lees enter your heart. Ta, ta, ha, ta, ta, ka, ksh. Everybody out. Mother, father, grandfather, out. Ha! This is the way I like it. Me and only me. So this is the point, getting Krishna in the heart. It's all about finding the lover, the real lover, and placing that real lover in the heart. So the means is the same for everyone. Everyone can attain the same lover, and that's a good deal. 10 women can love the same man and not be envious. What? Are you crazy? 10 women can love the same man and not be envious of one another. 10 men can love the same woman, one woman, same, Eki, and not be envious, forget about envy, not kill each other. But if Krishna comes in the heart, everyone can love Krishna. Everyone can have Krishna. And Radha comes in the heart. Every man can have 1,000 men, 1,000 Radhas. 1,000 women, 1,000 Krishnas. No shortage of Krishnas. No shortage. Ananta rupam. Unlimited forms of Radharani. Unlimited forms of Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna is all about Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Radha, Swagatam Radha. Oh, welcome, please, Radha. Aye, Jaldi Aao. Jaldi Aao, Radha. Oh, hey, Sham. Hey, Shamaju. Hey, Shamaju. Jaldi Aao. Please come in my heart. Sit in my heart. Rest in my heart. Receive my love. Receive my heart. Mix it with yours and give me yours in return. Mix my heart with your heart and give me yours in return to nourish mine. And with that nourishment of your reciprocation, that nourishment of your love, I'll enhance my own loving propensities and offer you more love in return. This is love. Ever-expanding dynamic ray of joy. Ever-expanding dynamic ray of joy. This is Bhagavat Prem, Krishna Prem. The point is, the question is that everyone has a origin or a birth or janma. And even in one level, it appears that Krishna has a janma. It's called Janmastami, the Krishna Ashtami. Krishna Paksha Ashtami in Bhadramaina is Krishna's Avirbhav Tithi. And we say Janmastami, Jayanti. So Krishna has a janam. Janma karma chime divyam evam yo viti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma nayati mam iti saurjana. But it's divya janam, transcendental birth. It's not lokik janam. So the question is, everyone has a beginning, so Krishna must have a beginning, because this is logic. But logic only reaches to satyaloka. Logic will take you to Swargaloka, to Janaloka, Maharaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, Satyaloka. But logic will not take you to the Paravyom. Naya, or logic, will not take you to Vaikuntha. To enter Vaikuntha, it is a land of Shraddha. Shraddha Dham, faith. One must have faith in transcendence. If you look up the word God, G-O-D, what is the definition of God? God is the absolute being, the original supreme person, that person from whom which everything emanates. Janmad yasya yataha. Janmad yasya yataha. He's the Adi Janma. Everything emanates. So the meaning of God is, the buck stops there. Just like saying, well, we have a beginning, so God must have a beginning. So if we can trace out the beginning of God, that person must be God, right? But then if you find that person, well, then he must be. The meaning of God is that entity where it has no beginning. That's his definition. He's eternal. We are also eternal. So we are God-like. We are many gods, but we're infinitesimal, and God is infinite. We're also eternal. We are natvevaham jatu nasham. Nacham Jamejananipa. Krishna is telling in Gita, Arjuna, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. You, me, and everybody on this planet existed before, we're existing now, and will exist in the future. It's merely a change of body. Now woman, next life man. Now man, next life woman. Now human, next life dog. Now dog, next life bird. Changing bodies. Changing houses. Now this house, and get more money, new house, bigger house. Human being is the same, changing his residence. That's the meaning of God. That's one of the definitions of God. He has no origin, no beginning. No beginning, no middle, no end. We have, our body has a beginning, but God's body is avajnanti ma mudha, manusham tanma ashrita. Krishna says in Gita, the people think, when I appear as a human form, manush rup, that I am human, but his body is Satchidananda. Our body is temporary, but God's body is eternal. So there's a vast difference. There's oneness on one level, and there's also difference. So God is the origin of us. We are not the origin of God. And God is that supreme entity who has no other origin. There's nobody. That's where the buck stops. It goes. That's the beginning. The beginning point of everything is Janmad Yasya Yataha, means Krishna, God, Bhagavan. There's no cause of God. God is the cause of all causes. Well, who caused God? No one. That's his. He just exists. He causes everything else. No one caused. He's causeless. No one causes God. He makes causes. He has no cause, but he makes causes. He has no legs, but he walks. He has no hands, but he accepts their offerings. He has no face, but he speaks to us. He has no face, and he has face. Mayam tatamidam sarvam jagat avaktimurtina. Krishna's inside of everything, and he's also outside. Krishna's everywhere, Krishna's nowhere. This is God. Inconceivable. My brain is cracking. My mind has ceased to function. Da, 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 da. What are you talking about? Because it's inconceivable. It is alokik. It must be approached by faith, shraddha. Then there's revelation, tattva spurti, tattva, the revelation of the truth. When one sees God, tattva darshan. When one sees God, then he's convinced absolutely and thoroughly and completely, yes, God exists. The spiritual world exists. I saw it. Have you seen God? Yes, you will see God. When you see God and realize God, then that's it for you as an individual. There's no more questions, no more doubts, no more confusions and hesitations and fears and phobias.